And that was, of course, a virtuoso piece. It was a Polonaise by Henryk Wieniawski, another Polish composer whose music we know all the time from listening to classical music, but most of us don't really remember that he's Polish. With a name like Wieniawski, how could you possibly not be Polish? And we have heard Michał Korzycka on the piano, and our violinist is Marcin Hawat, and they're both from Poland, and they're both visiting Austin right now. And the piece was a Polonaise, and that means that it's also Polish, as you know from the many Chopin Polonaises. Chopin is a composer who is of Polish descent. His mother was Polish and his father was French?
Yeah.
That's right. And he wrote a lot of Polonaises. But as you know, Polonaises tend to be very virtuosic just for the piano. But here we had the violin. Boy, tearing it up. You're really, really good,
very
boy.
Very difficult for violin.
I could tell, my God, with all those stops.
Crazy movement.
But beautiful, beautiful. And it's a strong beat on the first beat with a pickup from the third beat. It's a waltz.
One, two, three.
Dum, yum, ba, da, dum, dum, yum, ba, dum, ba, yum, ba, dum. That's just great. I just loved it. It was so engaging. All right, and so the performers that you're hearing right now will be performing for you in person on May the 6th. That's this Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Oak Hill United Methodist Church. And you should go because they're going to be so good, and there are going to be a whole lot of pieces on the program, and not just Wieniawski, but also some other Polish composers, and Granados, and Gershwin, but for right now we're going to hear a Granados.
Granados, yeah.